Welcome to the latest episode of Over the Counter in our special series of pharmacist interviews. Observed each year in October, American Pharmacist Month celebrates the incredible care of pharmacists of all practice types delivered to patients on a daily basis. Throughout October, Drug Topics sat down with pharmacists of all backgrounds to learn what keeps them motivated in their profession. From the retail and community pharmacy space to specialty care, find out how exactly the profession is thriving today from a collection of pharmacists' unique perspectives.
All right, we are going to get right into it. So, what initially drew you to the pharmacy profession and how has your career path unfolded?
That's a really good question. I like that question. So when I was in high school, I actually told my chemistry teacher that I did not need his class because I was going to law school, right? Long and behold, I realized that my heart was a heart of advocacy. And I probably thought that being an attorney is the only way. So when I got to college, I decided to change my profession and started studying pre-pharmacy. But now that I'm in the practice world, I realize that as a clinical pharmacist, we're like one of the patient's number one advocates. And I get to kind of channel my attorney hat as well.
Can you talk about some of the rewards and challenges you face in your practice setting?
So some of the rewards that I face in my practice is, as a pharmacist, I have the opportunity to make an impact on each and every one of these patients that I meet. And every patient, I, you know, address them differently. So it could be anything from, I have the opportunity to make sure that that person understands their state of health, and how I interact with them determines how they proceed moving forward. So it's just a great opportunity, like meeting them where they are, right? And that's a conversation that we don't have a lot in the clinical field because, you know, even when I'm a patient, I feel vulnerable and I know how that feels. But having that opportunity to not always have to wear the clinician hat, but to meet them where they are and kind of be a friend to help them reach their healthcare goals is so rewarding to me. The challenges is, as a clinical pharmacist, I feel like the profession is getting ready to leap into a new field where it comes to pharmacy provider status, but we have a lot of barriers, right? Like we need reimbursement and we need a lot of policies to change to just kind of make that clear that we're able to do that. So all the advocacy that we could get.
Share something unique about your practice setting, patient population, or a specific program you've implemented that exemplifies the value of pharmacists in patient care.
So as a clinical pharmacist, I have the opportunity to practice under a collaborative practice agreement. And in that space, I also get to collaborate with like the public health space in the organization. So I've had the opportunity to pilot an at-home test kit for PrEP for the patients. I have a very small cohort, and that's really rewarding because I realize that some of these patients may not still be on PrEP if it wasn't for that opportunity to just do the labs at the comfort of your own home and just do everything virtually.
In your opinion, what are the biggest opportunities for pharmacists to expand their role in patient care in today's healthcare landscape?
So in terms of expanding our role, I think it's all about the provider status advocacy. I think that's the number one initiative. And I know we're all divided on that, even as a profession, because we practice in different settings. And for some of us, that would just be like an additional role. But I think that we need to advocate in that space and make sure that the policies allows us for the time to learn these things and also to implement them, because there's a lot of organizations and a lot of places that have the policies and states, but we don't have the education on how to implement them. So that's so important. So the advocacy there and preparation is so vital.
And this is my last question. How do you advocate for increased access to HIV medications, PrEP, and other essential resources for your patients in the face of potential barriers like insurance coverage, cost, and stigma?
So one way I advocate is in a social media space. I have an Instagram page called the PrEP and HIV Pharmacist, where I try to educate about all things HIV prevention. And again, I did mention that I work for an HIV organization. And in that space, I'm able to advocate for different communities that face the disparities. And as my speaker hat, I speak for a couple speaker bureaus and the AIDS Education Training Center. So I'm able to just make an impact. Because I think that if I can reach out to the providers and educate them, because they have influence over all the patients. So the leadership in terms of the clinicians, I think that's where it starts. And that will make a major impact.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for
No
taking the time.
problem. It's nice talking to you.